That you don't hear many. Now there's a over here. We started down to Florida one year, and there's a town over here on 78 named Verona.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped at the post office and had my picture made under Verona Post Office.
Hmm. Now, when someone's not going away from you, you say they're coming
to you.
Toward what?
Towards you or to you. Or you say, come here, come to me.
Yeah.
So they're coming to me.
Did you say you could ride a horse? When you got on a horse, did you get on the horse?
Horse's back, of course.
Yeah, but...
If they wasn't crowded, I went up his tail, pulled his, got on his heels and went up.
Didn't you say one of your brothers could ride a horse back with his back facing the...
Yeah, uh-huh. That's the one, last one got on the horse, I had to ride that way.
What, back?
Backwards, rode backwards. And then lots of times that one rode behind us, that was just behind the saddle. But it's riding the same direction we were.
But most of the time you rode...
Single is...
Forward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did your husband like to hunt or fish a lot?
Oh, he's crazy about hunting and fishing. He and another fellow had, you know, we closed up every Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
And they went fishing every Thursday.
Yeah.
He had a boat and went down on the river.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Oh, those dams, you know, I'm trying to think of that other dam. It's Acabutla Dam, Enid Dam, and Sardis Dam. We got three right down here.
Enid?
Enid Dam. It's at Enid, Mississippi, down there close, down below Cortland.
Uh-huh. Now, what, what did you put in a gun? What did you put in a gun?
Shells.
Yeah. You say,
going to load the gun.
They weren't, you might say, they weren't using live ammo. They were just firing blank.
Shell. Bank shells. Cartridges. I load my 410 with shells.
You got?
I have 410. I have three pistols. Honey, I can shoot a can off of a pop of a post from here, the yard out there.
Is that so?
Sir, and I shoot a rabbit.
What's that? How do you shoot a pistol? Because I can't shoot one. Do you put two hands on?
No, you put one on it.
Boy, you must be a good shot. This
you, got, you got to know. Just aim it, you know.
You're Annie Oakley. Now, what would your husband have to sharpen his razor with? You know, would he have something he could...
Yeah, you want to see one?
I would. Oh, a leather.
Oh, leather strap. Leather strap.
He's something. Now, what would you sharpen an axe with back in the old days?
We had a grind rock. It was about 2 feet round, I reckon, 2 feet through, and about this wide, and had it on a rack, and you turn it. You put your axe on there and just turn it with your hand. It's great. Oh, it's this big around. Grind rock.
Would you ever sharpen a knife, a case knife on anything?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What would you have to sharpen a case knife on?
Well, I got a whetstone, I reckon you call it. Anyhow, it's a stone with a handle on it I'll sharpen my knives on.
Yeah.
If I have a file, I'll use that. Use a file on a knife, on an axe too, if you want to.
Yeah. What did folks have to straighten their hair with? You had a comb maybe and a, what else?
Not to straighten it. We had some curling irons.
Well, just to fix your hair up, you'd use a comb or a
brush.
Say, take it and you.